This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People who owe federally backed student loans now will not have to restart their payments until the 1st of May, a three-month extension. These payment requirements were put on hold as part of pandemic relief, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
More than 40 million people have federal student loans that are currently on pause. With this latest wave of COVID infections, Alpha Taylor at the National Consumer Law Center says restarting payments in February would have been hard.
Especially for low-income borrowers and also borrowers of color. Many of these borrowers are still struggling to afford food, rent, and paying for childcare costs.
A recent survey from Bankrate and the website Best Colleges found that more than a third of borrowers would have trouble paying for groceries, bills, and other necessities if payments resumed.
The economic recovery has been fast and hot, but deeply unequal.
Mike Pierce is with the nonprofit Student Borrower Protection Center.
For younger people that are just starting out, for people of color in particular, the economic recovery hasn't delivered in the same way as it has for everybody else.
And with prices now rising on all sorts of goods and services, he says, a lot of people still can't afford to start paying student loans again. On average, those payments are almost $400 a month. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.